We all know when the pandemic sent workers home, many of them never returned to the office. Yes, I'm looking at you, fill in the blank, who I miss. But whole companies aren't returning. And in big cities across the country, landlords who now have near empty office buildings are defaulting on their loans. So what does this mean for the economy? Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure, has taken a look. Hi, Robin.
Hi there.
So up until recently, most landlords were staying current on their mortgages for these huge office buildings. What's happening? I mean, I mentioned maybe companies who might have been paying rent to those landlords. They're not coming back even, you know, because their employees aren't coming back. What's going on?
Yeah, Robin, we're going to need you to go ahead and not charge us rent for next month and maybe the next 5 or 12 months or 2 years. That's really, Office Space would be a horror movie if it was released today.
Right.
I saw one stat from Cushman & Wakefield, the real estate colossus. It says that the United States is predicted to end this decade with a record 1.1 billion square feet of vacant space versus less than 700 million square feet before the pandemic. And that shows you what work from home does.
Yeah, so if employees aren't coming back, even if a handful are or half are, companies aren't going to pay that rent and the landlords are holding the bags, if it were. And these are really expensive bags. I mean, the Wall Street Journal has done some reporting on this. They tracked big office towers in default in cities like LA and New York. Hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah, but keep in mind that default is strategic oftentimes for real estate giants. It's not as taboo as it is kind of in residential real estate or with the subprime crisis. It doesn't recourse back to the company, but if they say, look, our money is better spent on a more Class A property, we might have a strategic default. Even Blackstone or some of the most A-plus landlords in the country do this because there are only so many opportunities they can support, especially when things are in flux and you're considering maybe bringing in somebody to convert something into residential. So right now, overall, the delinquency rate for office loans that are backed by, you know, commercial mortgage-backed credit, it's just at about 1.83%. It's not catastrophic, but what happens in a full-blown recession? What happens when everybody starts to write these down? That's the fear.
Well, and it also affects, it's a ripple effect, everything around that big office building that isn't, you know, serving people food or selling them newspapers or whatever. But there were projects that were going to be built, and, you know, towering interest rates make it tougher to refinance those projects. So tell us more about how this is going to ripple out into the economy.
I think it's a question for everybody. The question is, you know, the interest rate spike is hurting everybody in real estate. And when you can't refinance the opportunity, you're more likely maybe to send the key back to the lender and get out of this and maybe downsize because hybrid is bringing down your variable expenses. You have seen some of the biggest Class A tenants in technology shed tens of thousands of workers. We've covered that over the last 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what this does to city planning policy, to what extent you can core out the risers, convert these to residential, you know, WeWork type spaces, hybrid spaces. If you go to Midtown Manhattan right now, even on a Monday morning, so much of it feels like a ghost town, so much of DC. And this is in a great economy, by the way, with less than 4% unemployment. What happens when unemployment doubles? Is there going to be more clout to force people to come back to the office? Still, you're going to have hundreds of millions of square feet that are orphaned.
Yeah. Well, it would be awfully nice to think of that as housing, which big cities need. But, you know, that's tough. We'll see how that goes. These huge, sometimes luxury buildings, it's not the housing, the kind of housing that cities need, but we'll see. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thanks as always.
Thank you, Robin.